Good morning. And as you can tell, I'm not Mary Lynn either. So if you would please stand, we're going to sing Emmanuel, and the words will be up on the screen.
Again, welcome all those that are listening. You that are here today, very appreciative that you're here. As I had told the congregation earlier, our pastor is out sick, and so you'll be hearing from me today. As I told him, I won't be preaching, I'll be talking. And preaching is not my thing, but I can talk about the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to ask Richard and Karen to come up and light the second Advent candle.
The reading is from Mark chapter 1, verse 4. This messenger was John the Baptist. He lived in the wilderness and was preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had turned from their sins and turned to God to be forgiven.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ the way. May the word sent from God through the prophets, lead us to the way of salvation.
Okay, 211 in your book, and it will be on the
before him bound, there is an
takes me a while. You may be seated. The Psalm 24 this morning is on 212 in the book, if I can find it. And it should be, yes, on the screen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For God has founded it upon the seas
and established it upon the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
And who shall stand in God's holy place?
Those who have clean hands and pure hearts,
who turn their souls to God's law and do not swear to deceit.
They will receive blessing from the Lord
and vindication from God of their
salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek the Lord,
who seek the face of God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the ruler of glory may come in. The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Who is the ruler of glory?
The Lord of hosts, the Lord is the ruler of glory.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All right, do we have any joys that we'd like to share this morning? Joys? It's almost Christmas. That's a joy, right? Yes. Any concerns? We're really going to be ahead of schedule today, right? Yes. Oh, yes. I know Christy's not here, but you all know Christy. She's principal over at Ridgeview, right? Well, guess what? This week she was given the honor of being the principal of the year. So when you run into Christy, be sure and tell her how much you're happy for her. And we know that took a lot of work. I did a little substitution and several years ago, and trust me, the principal's job is not what you think it is. So we're really happy for Christy. Okay, as you can stand, we'll sing hymn number 219, What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to give what we can give to you. What we give, we ask that it be used the way you would have it used. In Christ's name. I think sometimes we forget about the love and peace. As we well know, the country, a lot of countries are not at peace right now for sure. Both God's love for us and ours for Him and others, and it symbolizes the manger where Jesus was born. You know, I sometimes, it's hard for me to conceive and think about that He was born in a manger, in a barn. I don't know. I don't think about these things until such time as I was studying this, and then it come back to me again. Can you imagine being born that way? In a stable. But that's how our Jesus Christ was born. He most certainly deserved that kingly possession or procession that the others thought, many of those thought He would come, you know. Oh yeah, He's going to come in. He'll come in with a big fanfare. But instead, He was born in that manger. He lived in poverty. No place to lay His head. And entering the city on a donkey. You remember seeing that many, many times. Him coming in on a donkey as He made His way eventually to the cross. The candle reminds us of Jesus' life of love for us. Someone who can go through what He went through as a human. We also know He's God. He's part of God. But He went through those things just like you and I go through things today. I think sometimes we forget about that. Yes, He was the Son of God. But He sacrificed the way many, many times I know I have, and I'm sure you have, made sacrifices. It is time to pause and read, pray, and reflect over the course of this Advent season. A time when believers eagerly anticipate the celebration of Christ's birth. You know, and there again, I love Christmas. I really do. But sometimes I think we forget. We get hung up in, oh, I've got to get those gifts. What kind of money am I going to spend on those friends and family? And that's important. I've got to do that. And then, you know, the next thing, Christmas is here and it's gone. And I think sometimes we just totally forget what Christmas is really about. It's about that birth, that time when Jesus was born in that manger for you and for me. Talked about peace, and I wanted to give you some definitions of peace. It's a state of tranquility or quiet, such as a freedom from civil disturbance. Peace and order were finally restored in the town. That's a comment that was made with that. So that's the, should be quiet, talks about civil disturbance. I'm sure we all know from time to time, we've heard about the civil disturbance that happens locally. Things that go on. And then a state, it's also a state of security or order within a community provided by law or custom. And sometimes it becomes a breach of the peace. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts of emotions. It says, I have been in perfect peace and contentment. That was J.H. Newman's quote. Can you say that? I have been in perfect peace and contentment. Not always. And I would be surprised if anybody could say that that they've always been content and peace. Harmony in personal relationships. Now there you go. Now, I know as a family there's never any issues within the family or your neighbors or whatever. And I love the quote that they had after that. They said, the sisters are at peace with each other. So that could be the brothers, that could be the brother and the sister, that could be the wife and the husband, that could be you and your friend, that could be anybody. But harmony in personal relations, that's part of peace. Also, peace is a state or a period of mutual concord between governments. And it talks about there was a peace of 50 years before the war broke out again. And here we are at war. I don't know about you. People have said they think I'm strange on this, but I just can't grasp why we can't all get along.
Amen.
You know, why does one country think it's got to conquer another country? Why do we sometimes do things against our neighbor or our family or our friend? A pact or agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity. And finally, it's used interjectionally to ask for silence or calm, or as a greeting or a farewell. Go in peace. Think about that sometimes if you say that to somebody. Go in peace. What are you telling them? Think about all those definitions we just talked about. And then I come to the realization and the remembrance of things that I've been taught and things that I've learned here through Pastor Tabor, that peace will come one day. It will. We'll all be in peace one day. And as he said one time, I'm like him. I'm looking forward to that day. I really am. The day that Christ comes back on this earth and that we can truly be at peace. Prepare our hearts in faithful waiting. Celebrate this birth of Jesus that's coming right around the corner. When you get up on Christmas morning, I pray that you will remember, and that's for me as well. I'm not being condemning. I'm as bad, and I've done it before. Get up and do all that Christmas thing, and then all of a sudden, oh wow, yeah, today is Jesus' birthday. And we get hung up on all the presents. So let's try to remember that this year. It says, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now, that was the title of David's sermon, The Holy Spirit. All I can tell you is the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and it's the Spirit of God. So, remember, He will baptize. He has baptized with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit should be in you today. Advent season is an invitation that sets your mind of the stresses of the year. Even as this season gets chaotic, we know we can find peace in Jesus. That's the key. This is the season to focus our thoughts on the gift God has given us in His Son, Jesus Christ. The one who stepped down from heaven, took on the form of a man, so that we might believe. I know you've heard he actually prayed to his Father and said, "Can you not lift these things from me?" See, he had that human aspect just like us. Because how many times have we said, "Oh, just get this off of me." And as I've told people before, especially young people, when you pray for things, be sure and remember that what you're praying for might not be just the right time that God has plans for you. Be prepared when you pray for something and you don't get the yes answer that you expect. Maybe it's not meant to be for you. And maybe next week, tomorrow, next year, it will come. It will come when God sees fit to give you what you have asked for. So always be careful in your praying and your asking, and have the understanding that you're asking God and it will be in His hands, not yours. I will end today quickly, right? You'll have plenty of time now to go out and get to the restroom before everybody else does. But it's a quote, you've heard me before. It's a quote I'll probably always have. And I would ask people who are listening to listen carefully. Rockwood Methodist Church is my church. And yes, I don't forget, I know it's God's church. But it's also my church, and I hope that it's each and every one of you, I hope this is your church. And I say it will be as long as it stays the church that it is, has been, and is today. And it's the church that believes in the Word of God. You, the people, you are the church. And I would ask those that are listening, if you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for some place to come, just come and visit on Sundays. We'd love to have you here in God's house. Because that's what it is. It's God's house. May God bless you this week. And I look forward to seeing you next Sunday. And I look forward to being either over there or down there. And David Taylor will be standing here and he'll be preaching. Okay? He'll be preaching. Let's turn to page 218. End with this wonderful song called It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Please stand. Thank you.
out. We use that term a lot in the Bible study. I'm going to pray us out. Father, prepare our hearts to celebrate your birth joyfully. We thank you for faithfully doing what you promised long ago when you sent your Son to earth so that we might have the chance to become part of your family. Let the promise of your second coming inspire us to live with hope and purpose.
Amen. Amen.
Have a great week. And remember what Christmas is about. Thank you.